Well, if you tuned into our program last week, or you want to hear the beginning of our conversation with the commissioner of Connecticut's Department of Consumer Protection, Brian Caffarelli, you can check us out on the podcast tabs of any of our radio station websites to get the beginning of this conversation. We're going to wrap up with Commissioner Caffarelli in just a couple of moments. We do want to remind you before we get back into that conversation that the Childbirth Center at Griffin Hospital in Derby is inviting vendors to take part in their annual baby fair coming up on April 26th from 11 to 2. The Childbirth Center at Griffin Hospital offers family-centered maternity care in an environment that best meets individual and family needs, and hundreds of expectant parents, new parents, and their families are going to attend this free annual baby fair. They come every year to learn about the Childbirth Center and area maternity and child care resources. Vendor registration is just $50 for a table and a raffle prize donation. And if you'd like more information, you can just go to griffinhealth.org for details. So we are back with Commissioner Brian Caffarelli of the Connecticut Department of Consumer Protection. In our prior conversation last week, we kind of recapped the many, many, many functions that Commissioner Caffarelli and his team take on every day to help protect consumers and ensure that our marketplaces in Connecticut are operating fairly and that we're being kept as safe as possible when it comes to interactions with services and consumer products. So Commissioner Caffarelli, thank you again for joining us. Consumer Protection Week was a few weeks ago, and that was really kind of ground zero for you in terms of public outreach. So we're glad to be able to continue to give you a chance to educate consumers on some of the other things you were doing. When we last were talking to you, you were mentioning the job scam situation. You mentioned even you got, these solicitations. It was funny. I was in the room with our Attorney General Tong a couple of weeks ago, and he also mentioned how he was quickly scanning through emails or text or something, and something looked particularly important, and he hit the link without thinking. And certainly, the bad news was that it was some sort of a scam that he kind of momentarily got pulled into. So, this is an every person's issue, right?
Yeah, and thank you for having me back. That's a great segue too. The Attorney General, our agency works very closely with him, and they do great work with regard to consumer protection as well. But it does highlight that everyone is vulnerable to these scams, and everybody kind of thinks it's going to happen to someone else, and until it happens to them. So it's helpful to be vigilant, and if it does happen to you, to share it. To kind of live by some, just to be aware. And if something is too good to be true, it usually is. So really just ask some questions and take the time to do a little research to invest those couple minutes really pays off a lot of dividends. Yeah. But I do think we were talking about job scams where people, fake jobs were being posted in an attempt to gain your personal information so that they could, steal your identification or get access to your bank account. And right. So just from, on that topic to wrap up is, a lot of people, who they're targeting, it's any generation, but it's individuals graduating this spring looking for jobs. It could be college students looking for internships. And job scams have increased since the pandemic because people look for remote and flexible options. It's become more of the norm. So they're kind of, they're playing into that, whereas before COVID people, it wasn't so commonplace and they would think, I don't know, this is really like, I'm not sure this job exists, but there are a lot of flexible jobs. And so they're preying upon that.
Yeah.
So if you're emailed by a recruiter, just check the sender. Remember, if you do know it's a spam, you can block the sender. If you do happen to have gave out your banking information during that initial application, contact your bank, you know, freeze the account and report the scam to the FTC because, yes. You know, they process things like this and they can broadcast it not just to Connecticut, but nationwide.
Yeah. Speaking of the FTC, I'm looking over your top five hit parade here of data from the FTC. And the fact that just last year there were over 14,600 fraud reports during the year here in Connecticut. I'm sorry, during the first three quarters of 2024, yeah. 14,600 in the first three quarters of 2024, and the average loss per complainant was almost $500. I'm seeing that by far the most impactive of these fraud scams are involving imposter situations. Can you help people understand what that actually means and how they should react if they get hit by one of these scams?
Yeah, I mean, imposters can come up through a whole variety of different scams. A good example would be, you know, a tax scam right now. If, you know, so the scammers will imposter a government agency or a government employee. And so they will reach out on behalf of the IRS or the Connecticut Department of Revenue Services. And they'll text you either text or email you and say, you know, you need payment right away. Or this is another red flag that cuts across every scam. They're pressuring you into making a decision quickly or something bad is going to happen. You're either going to lose out on an opportunity or something really bad is going to happen, like they're going to take your home or you're going to go to jail. First of all, the government, federal or the state, will never text or email you to demand money, period. They'll never text or email you seeking your personal information, period. So don't respond to that. So they may, you know, the government can email you and encourage you to legitimately to log into your account that you have and, you know, to receive a message and interact with the government. But they're never going to send an email and say, reply to this with your social security number and a bank account. Mm-hmm. So, you know, again, those types of scams or imposter scams, they'll pressure you to immediately paying using a prepaid debit card or gift card, some type of untraceable form of payment so that they can get away with it. And if it's a real agency, they would just send a bill through the mail. You know, if they demand you pay your taxes without the opportunity to appeal the amount that they owe or threaten to bring law enforcement if you don't pay. They've even done things like these scammers threaten to revoke your driver's or business license. Another imposter scam I've seen, we've seen, I should say, is jury duty. Like they'll say that they're from the judicial branch and that you missed your jury duty, so you have to pay a fine or you will be charged with some type of crime. Mm. And so that is not the case. So wow. Like those are imposter scams. And again, like I said last time we spoke, they just get more and more clever, these frauds.
Yeah, and speaking of imposters, I mean, I guess for all of the ostensible good social networks provide, a lot of times people get carried away giving away information that they think their friends may want to see, but those are public posts and they're accessible by anyone. And this is where these most unscrupulous scammers and rogues get information that they'll, I guess, then use to call the people that you post about. So, you know, you were at your grandmother's birthday party, and so now they have a picture of your grandmother and her name, and maybe they're going to call that person and say, oh, your grandchild's been in a horrible accident, or they're incarcerated. I mean, yeah. I guess seniors are losing millions and millions of dollars right here in Connecticut to these kind of things.
That too. And now they're introducing AI. So the voice will sound, you know, more like a relative or the person they're claiming to be. So it is very scary, and we're trying to find new and innovative ways to kind of stay ahead of the curve. But education is the first thing. And again, take a pause, do a little research, no matter what it is, and then figure it out and just double check to make sure that they are real. I did want to touch on, it's kind of the season of home improvement. There's a lot of scams we see about that and our guarantee fund, if you have a moment that I could do that.
Critically important.
Yeah. So but right now we do see this time of year, a lot of people, you know, spring's in the air and a lot of people want to get their home ready for the summer season. And they do, you know, home improvement projects. So we receive thousands of complaints every year about home improvement contracts gone awry. And so, I just want to talk about things that you should do from, like, as a baseline, right? Is that you should make sure that you are dealing with a registered or licensed contractor, because if you don't, it could lead to damage. The trades that we license, they are required to go through a lot of education and experiential training and on-the-job training to make sure they know what they're doing and you are getting quality and competent work. And there's a reason for that, because you don't want someone in wiring your home that could doesn't know what they're doing, because it could lead to a fire, right? Home improvement contractors are required to, and that's not electricians. Home improvement contractors are those individuals that do more general work, like your deck or your roof or projects like that. They're required to be registered with the DCP. You could go to our website, ct.gov/DCP, to check out a registration or license for not just this, but any other. If they're registered and something goes wrong and you have, you come to us, we have an administrative hearing, or you go to court, there's a guarantee fund where we can make you whole for up to $25,000 and then go after the bad actor, so that you're not left with a hole in your roof or without a front door because you don't have the money because somebody took a deposit from you and left town. So you could go on with your life, and we'll kind of take care of chasing down the bad people. But we don't want you to get to that point. So to prevent being scammed, we do want, you know, check the registration, ask family, friends, neighbors for recommendations. Don't go just for the flashy ads or lowest prices. Ask for referrals, and definitely check with the referrals. You need a written contract, so make sure you outline the timeline and payment schedule, because the timeline is a big issue we hear about. And then make sure the deposit. If a contractor asks you for full payment up front, in payments that are hard to trace or recover, like cash, that's a big red flag. You do not want to give full payment up front. 25/3 is generally what we've been seeing. And make sure that all the permits have been pulled. I think that those are the kind of things to look for in a home improvement.
Very good. Well, this has been a fantastic start to what we hope will be a quarterly conversation with you and your agency representatives. Commissioner Brian Cavarelli is with the Connecticut Department of Consumer Protection here at this end of our second part of an extended conversation that we did on the heels of Consumer Protection Week across the nation and here in Connecticut. We look forward to talking with you at some point soon regarding all of the myriad other things that the Connecticut Department of Consumer Protection is involved with. But it's been a great conversation. I've learned a lot, and I very much appreciate your taking all the time to talk to our listeners in the hopes that they will now no longer become victims of these horrible fraud scammers and unscrupulous characters trying to stick their hands in their pocket or steal their identity. So thank you, Commissioner Cafarelli.
Step Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.